Hey, Steve.
Hey, it's 7:10. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
I'm okay, right? Did you review the email that I sent you?
Oh no, I haven't been on email. Let me look.
Can you check at the moment? With me
So these are the logo designs,
logos
typically?
and logo designs and website design as well. I sent you two emails. Okay, let's talk about the logo.
I only have one email.
Let's talk about the logos, right? I sent you three logos designs, so can you review that? Three, each one has a three variations. So what do you think? If you will take my opinion, according to your website, according to the scope of the work and each and everything, the first one, the L1 is fine.
Yeah.
It's good for your
Is what?
website. It's good for your
Is
website.
what? Okay.
Because it's showing the bars, the stock things, and it's going to raise from down to, from the top, and no, it feels like it's something. You start earning or stocks. It's related to your website, what you are showing, delivering, what you're trying to deliver to your clients. So it's related to that.
Okay.
The first one, but choice is yours. No issue. I'm just sharing my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, they're all three of them are interesting.
But choice is yours, right? I'm not pushing you to go with the L1. It depends on you which one you wanna go with.
Let me share these with my daughter as well because she's got a vested interest in this,
Great, great.
and see what her opinion is.
Sure, that's great. No
But
issues.
all three of them have merit. I mean, they look interesting. So I kind of like the. I'm not sure I like the italicized text on option
L1,
one.
no problem. I can change into the script. No issue with that. But I'm
No, I get
your
it. But yeah, before you do anything on it, let me talk to my daughter first and see what her opinion is. Okay.
Okay, and now the second email on the design. Can you see that? Can you open it on your laptop or desktop?
I haven't received a second email. It the same link that we've been using?
No, I sent you the new one.
I don't have another email.
Let me forward it to you again. There we go, I just sent it to you back. Refresh your inbox, please. You got it?
No, I haven't received anything yet. I don't know what the issue is.
Do you have a existing link that I share with
you?
Do you have the link of the website that I sent you last time?
Yes.
Can you open that link?
Yes.
Right, and you see in the link having a V1.
Yes.
Yeah, can you change V1 into 2? Write it on 2, number
okay.
2. Remove 1 and write it on number 2 and then enter.
Okay.
Now you can see the changes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now everything is clickable. Pictures there, as for your feedback, we have had those things, right? And we change the section, the middle section, the background color to make sure that the desk section is different. And blog section is already created. So you can click on strategies and you run into earning strategies drop down, trades drop down, blog, FAQ, feedback about us. You can click any of them, any pages. Everything is running. Are you clicking some of the pages?
I am, yeah.
Which one?
I'm like in strategies, run into earnings strategies.
Yeah. So this is a little template, right? You see there the 8 boxes, there are strategies, all the strategies there. Whenever you will be click on any one of the strategy, you can click any first box. Click on the headings on the first box. You see the detail page will appear. It's having a picture on the top and underneath having a text. If you want to add any chart, any other things in this page, no problem, I will go ahead and add down. Right now the page is created, but whatever the changes, if you want to change section, if you want to add some new sections, no problem with that. We will go ahead and add those. And if you want to add any chart there, I will add those charts there, no issue. Or anything else, whatever you want. Okay?
Okay.
Same goes to trade page. Right now we use the same data on the trade page. You can click on the trades, run into earning. The content I use from the brief form that you have already mentioned there, okay? And the chart I use it is a dummy chart, but it will be changed into the once we will integrate the API, okay? Live API.
Okay.
And if you want to add more charts here, no issue with that. It definitely is coming from the API key, so it will be added. Or if you want to add any other content-based text section or any other section, you will let me know, I will add it. Otherwise, the main focus is that the page has been created and the things that you want that in back and forth will make changes on that, so that is not an issue. Same goes to the blog page. Can you click on the blog?
Sure.
Yep. So these are the blogs right now. Right now it's a dummy, you know, and you can click any of the blog.
Mm-hmm.
First box, can you click on the first box?
Yeah.
So here it is, the complete blog page will appear. There is a picture and the complete content of that blog. So anybody can read out the complete blog or articles there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same goes to like click on the FAQs. See, on the,
okay.
FAQs. See the section there, right now the 3 dummy questions I put it there, right? But it will be eventually, once we will upload the questions there, so it will be 5, it will be 10, how many it would be, it doesn't matter. But this is the page has been created. Now we just upload the content, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to feedback. Click on the feedback, please.
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah. So there is all reviews, and at the end, see at the end of the page, it's too many reviews I have put it, but eventually what happened is the 2 rows of all reviews, and whenever somebody wants to see all reviews, they will have the option to click view all. Once they click on the view all, so they can see all the reviews. Eventually what happened, whenever somebody click on the feedback page, there would be the 2 rows or 3 rows there. And under the 3 rows, having a button like view all, okay? So right now I'm showing all the reviews to you, and at the end you see there's a leave review form. So whatever they want to leave the review regarding your website, whatever, it will be there. Okay, they can write down there. First, they need to be log in, and then they put all the reviews and submit. Once they submit it, it will be shown on the feedback page.
Yeah, I think on the feedback page, what I was looking for on that was I didn't necessarily want to surface, you know, every comment that people provided. My primary intent was to just solicit privately feedback that people have about the usefulness of the site.
I understand what happened.
So,
yes, I do understand that. So what happened, once a client logged in, right, and then they will leave their comment or review. So you will have those reviews first. You will have the option, you need to accept it or you don't need to be accept that. Once you accept that review from the admin side, then it will be shown on this page. Otherwise, it will not be.
Okay.
So you will have the, you will have the option, like you need to be accepted or you don't need to be accept that.
Okay.
So now click on the About Us page. About Us page, you know that is a little bit about your company, about your service.
Yeah.
So right now it's a content page where I have a picture and content there. So eventually once you will provide me the content, so according to the content, this page will be, you know, a little big as well. The pictures is, will be there and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you can click on the login area at the right side, at the top right, after the magnifying glass.
Okay.
Yeah, once you click on the login area, you see there is a login and a registered thing. So whatever the customer registered, they can put their email. You just click on the registered login.
Okay.
It's changed. Now they will put their email and the password link will be sent to their email, so they can reset their password from their link.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, so far, we have made all the changes and the pages is created. Now the content is remaining. Let's move to the third step. And one more thing. Sorry for that. I forget to miss. I just sent you another email. Can you check your email?
I'm not, for whatever reason, I'm not getting any.
I just
check something else here.
Just get it? Did you?
No, I haven't received it.
Why are you not?
The last email I have from you was received at 2:22 p.m. my time, which was 20 minutes ago. Let me just make sure stuff's not going to my junk folder for some reason.
Just check it out.
Yep, that's where it is.
Oh, this is okay.
Yeah, so I've got several from you that have gone to junk. So, let's see.
You see, they are sent you the API key data once we run this type of email that you get. Did you get that API key data link? Did you receive any email just now, like 1 minute before?
Yes.
So there's the API key data which we have run into our system because you provided me the data login area. So I will go up then and I get the API key from there. So you once you open the link, that's so what you are saying there? Earning features, did you see?
Yeah, let me, I have to get this stuff back to my inbox, so. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So right now, this is the live data which is coming from the API that you have provided. Okay. So this is the data. It will be shown into the table form, And eventually what happened, the API data show like this, but in the back end of the system, once you will move to the third final step, so this entire data we will convert into the table form. A table form, how the website, right now on the website having a tables there, right? Which having a dummy data here. So these all data will be shown like that way in the table form. If you want any other form, like other, you can say in other user interface you want it, so you will let me know. Otherwise, this is interface we will create it by the table form. So that this entire data will be shown like this.
Okay.
In the third form, that will be the final step. Then after that, we will launch your site, right? That would be the way.
Yeah, what are, so in terms of the, this is great that the data is coming in at this point, this live data, since using the API.
So
is this showing all of the data fields that are available through that API, or are there different, because I haven't delved deeply into the API itself and
whatever the data is showing on the API key, it will be shown there, all the data.
So what you're showing is everything that's available?
Yes, everything. Whatever data is coming on the API, it all the data will be shown there. We will not do anything, because once we will put that API key into that system, into that table, so whatever the headings, whatever the data is coming from the API key, it will be shown there. If you want to remove anything else, let's say API key showing 10 options, 10 fields, and you don't want any two fields from there, let's take an example. So we can remove that fields, we can hide those fields for you, but the data will come, all the data in the back end of the system. Let's take an example, that link I sent you, that you, can you open the link, or can you come back on that link that I sent you, earning feature?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, so this is a live data is coming from, okay? So these are the first data is symbol, AAPL, full name, earning date, earning time, current price, short interest, average volume. Let's take an example, if you don't want, once I will put this API key into the on the website, right? And this all data will be shown in the table form. Symbol, full name, earning date, date time, and average volume, dollar volume, so on till the end, earning movement. But you'll say, Sam, I don't want short interest, and you, I don't want HVI 7 days, I don't want HVI 14 days, or I don't want IV 30 days. No problem, I will hide those fields. No issue with that.
Yeah.
I can remove it.
Yeah.
I can hide it, so it will not show on your website. Whatever fields you wanted, it, I can do whatever fields you wanted to show on your website, I will show those fields only. And rest of the fields,
okay,
I can hide it. No issue. Okay? Rest of the fields,
okay,
I can hide it. Yep. So this is a real-time data. You see that? Earning date and the date you see, 2022, 7/1/28. These are the types it's coming from.
Yeah, I just wondered if there were more. I thought with that API that there was more data available, more than those 8 or 10 fields, or what are there? There's more than 10, I guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whatever. I mean, however many, the number doesn't matter. I just thought there was maybe more than what's shown here.
This is API. You can talk to where you log in. You can talk to them. They will allow you to show you more data. So that's fine. Because they are the generating the API key, right, for all the customers. So what you can do, even on the website, can you come on the website, hedginglab.com?
Yeah, just a second. Okay, I'm on the website now.
Yes, I'm seeing it. Just give me one moment. Let me open the site. I'm testing it. Okay, current stats. Okay, so I'm on your site now. You see there is option like API service, historical option, and earning trades. Eventually we should go for the API service. Okay.
I'm not following you.
I'm saying can you click on the API service?
In the top menu that just says API. Yeah.
You see there's a three
APIs. It's got the API, then it has the API list, the CSV catalog, and the API guide.
And underneath having three options, like option historical, earning statistics, and stock volatility, right? So which one do you want to show on your website? You want to show all three?
Well, I'm going to be selecting data that's probably from each one of these, frankly, and so that's why.
Okay, no problem with that. We can use all three. Can you click on the one, like option historical codes, and click on the API list?
Sure. Yeah.
You see there?
Yep.
Option trade API list daily result for option. This is of set one, and this data will show, right? The symbol, lack of trade. And the second is list, scroll down. Second is bid ask for all strikes by a given trade.
Yeah, strike list. Yeah, it's strike list and expiry date. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
So these are the data we can show on your website.
So you can show any of this from any of those APIs.
You got my point. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And what about if I need to, which I will, back on, you know, some of the web pages themselves, you know, once we're on a trade, run into earnings trade, and we have the specific, say it's Apple, for lack of a better, you know, we click on that, and we want to show the trades for that stock, and the details around it. Is there a way to dynamically generate a chart? I would have to get you the details around what the chart would need to look like. But I guess I'm just you know, do you guys have chart controls that you can embed? Are there, you know, is that something I need to figure out? Which, you know, I guess I'm just trying to figure out what's feasible with what it is we're asking you to do.
I need to understand what you want exactly about this talk.
Okay.
What the thing? Do you have any reference site right now so I can see which data?
The chart that I had sent you originally, that showed a trade type. Let me see if I can find something like that real quick. Where is that? Sorry, I'm just looking through my email where I have something that I know.
The chart that you have mentioned into your brief form?
Yeah, in the original mail that I had sent.
The brief form that you have mentioned, right? So no problem, but where that chart is coming from?
Well, and that's I guess my it's you know, that's just was something that was embedded in an email that I received from another service.
Okay, let me give you that. If you have embedded code, because you are saying embedded, right? Because embedded means is that definitely you have a code for that. If you have a code
mm-hmm.
for that, then we can embed it, whatever you want.
Or yeah, so I guess what I'm asking is, I mean, do you have a charting package that you would use? Is there something that I need to provide with respect to the chart? Here's, I finally found an email that's an example of the, I mean, I don't want to mirror this exactly,
mm-hmm.
But I just want to share with you, I'll send it to you in email. It's from Alpha Boost, the Quiet Foundation, that I just did send you. I don't know if you received it.
You did?
Okay. I just sent it to your email address.
Okay, let me see. No, not yet, right? Can you email me direct at sam.jones@arbordesignagency.com?
Is Sam Jones all together?
No. Sam dot, having a period, dot Jones, J-O-N-E-S, at arbordesignagency.com.
Yeah. At Orbit Design. It's just orbitdesign.com.
It is orbitdesignagency.com.
Okay. Okay. Let me know if you received that.
Uh-huh.
You did receive it?
Yes, I got it in spam. Well, James had quite foundation, sick trades, ideas.
Correct. Correct.
Netflix? Okay.
Yeah. So, this doesn't have a great deal of visual appeal, but the concept that I'm trying to replicate here is similar to this in that it's a number of trade ideas. This has six trade ideas. There, each one of those charts for Netflix represents a different strategy, the way that we're, you know, that I'm calling out strategies here, and so there's a chart associated with strategy.
Okay, so
it kind of shows, yeah. So I'm just wondering if that's something that you would be able to replicate or not.
But the thing is, the thing to replicate it or design this chart is not a problem. We can do that, right? But my point is that you see the chart one and chart two having a different details in it. So where
yep.
that details come from?
Those details should come from the API, right? Is the which is the thing.
Provide me new API, or is that the details in the existing one that you Haging.com or Haginglog.com?
Well, I'm hopeful that it's in the Haging API because.
See, in the HagingLab.com having API service, right? So you can see that there are three services they are offering to you. So in these three services, is that the same service that you're talking about? They are providing the data. You can see it right away. So we make sure that we need to on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
The data that you show me, that charts, so that those charts data they are offering, you need to be, you know, look at that.
Yeah.
On which?
Okay. I'll need to delve more deeply into the API, and how that data would be visualized, but what I'm hearing you say is you could visualize the data.
Let me explain you the thing, what happened. I can design anything you want, right? I can design the chart, I can design, or I can replicate the charts that you showed me. But the thing is, the data, where the data comes from, you are saying the API key can provide. That's fine. That's a great thing that you can provide with the API, and I will go ahead and create a function, and I can input that API key there, and whatever the design you want to give for chart, I can give that. This is the one option.
Okay.
And the second option is that, let's take an example, if you will go for any other provider, okay, and that provider is providing to you the service to embed the charts on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So they will provide
mm-hmm.
the, they will not provide the API.
Got it.
They will provide the code. So that code,
got
me, I will go ahead and upload that same code on the website page. So in
okay.
that code, whatever the design they have designed it for you, it will be shown.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot change the design. Okay.
Yeah. No, I get it. No, if we did it that way. Right.
The second option, the first option, the API key, through the API key, I can change, I can embed that API key into our design, and the data will show according to our design. Not issue with that.
Okay.
But for the embedding, because they have design all the
I get it. I get it. If we were just calling a chart and that chart would be embedded with the design that was used for that chart, right?
Absolutely, but
you can use the data to create a chart.
Yeah, once I have the API, then I will use that API key. Yep. And here's option API key, JSON, return indexing, return index. If I am using historical codes, strike API, expire API. Earning history API, upcoming earnings that you want, I thought, right? Upcoming earnings you want as well.
Yeah.
Earning trades you want.
Yeah.
So those things
are offering. Okay. So coming back to the API and the link that you sent me that is the API call, the earning future API call and the fields that are being returned from that, and the specific ticker symbols. Is this what determines which ticker symbols are returned in that API right now? I mean, did you have to specifically code that, or is it just everything that's coming up, or what is it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, because there's a list of, several hundred ticker symbols here that you know, were returned. And I want to be able to limit the ones that are returned based on specific criteria. Are you there? I think I lost you. Hello. Are you there?